T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, put a big old smile on your face. It is a Friday. The weekend is upon us. And it's Friday the 13th.
I'm scared.
Don't trust anybody wearing an old school hockey mask today. It's a Friday the 13th, Hugh, in October. Ahead of Halloween.
Yeah. I don't know, nowadays somebody with that Jason mask on might get them hands. Ain't nobody about that life no more. They might see these hands.
It's amazing how that movie changed your perception of old school NHL highlights when you watch, when you watch the old school 1970s like Tony Esposito and stuff, and all you can think about is he going to take that stick and shove somebody's eye out?
No, Jason had a machete. When he wasn't playing with no sticks, he had a machete.
He had a machete.
Yeah, he was machete. Had a machete.
Now, that movie was wrong. Machete was wrong.
Yeah. Machete.
Welcome to it. How you doing, Hugh?
I'm good. Good morning, Atlanta. Good morning, everybody. Just getting ready for the weekend. It's happy hour somewhere. For some, it started Wednesday's day. Happy hour started Wednesday, but it's happy hour somewhere, and it's warm, but it's starting to cool off, so. Fall will be here, and the fall outfits will be out and about, and it's going to be all good.
Yeah, it started for me last night. Didn't mean to get a jump on a weekend, but, things happen. That's just the way things are. No. I was just in the house.
In the garage.
No, I wasn't even in the garage. I was just at the table with the wife. And the real estate maven and I were laughing, and we turned the music up. And, this happens after dinner. You got the Bose, and we have – our iPod has, I think, close to 4,000 songs. Well, no, we just had a little bit of wine, and I went to bed, and I had the game on with the mute, on the TV, so I'm kind of like looking at the game, and I said, I got to watch a little bit of the game, because by the way, and we'll get into the game here in the next segment, but I just want to let you know, as you rise and shine this morning on this Friday, your Atlanta Falcons are back alone in first place in the NFC South. How about that, okay? To Friday the 13th, are you one of these people that's, the word is, here's your big word, triskaidekaphobia. Fear of the number 13.
Oh, say no. Who?
Triskaidekaphobia.
You nah,
fear
me.
The number 13. Nah.
Big word.
Can you spell that?
Mm-hmm. Triska, T-R-I-S-K-A, Deca, D-E-C-A, maybe, phobia. Triskaidekaphobia. 13.
I don't know how to spell it. So
Triska, 3, Deca, 10, phobia. Fear of the number 13. So anyway, some people have fear of the number 13. I don't like... The number 13, I try and avoid it.
Why?
I don't know. It's just, why? Because my dad was in hotels, and he was a hotel manager, and I used to live in hotels when I was a kid, all right? And I lived in hotels. One of the reasons I moved quite a bit and ended up in Atlanta. And so hotels, and I had to find this out when I was a kid, don't have a 13th floor.
Yeah, most of them don't. They just don't.
Right. Because people don't want to stay on it.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird that the number 13 has gotten such a bad rap over the years.
And so they don't have a 13th floor, which I always thought was funny because it goes 12, 14, right? And yet people on the 14th floor are technically on the – exactly, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Technically, you're on the 13th floor.
Yeah, but it's just weird to see it, I guess. Visually see it, people get a little weirded out by it. But I guess because – I've never really had to deal with it. You know what I mean? I never had to, because it's like, you're not on it. You know what I mean? If you want to, it's like, it goes 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. You know, so it's like you never really have to deal with it. So, no, it never really freaked me out.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, I mean, triskaidekaphobia, I'd have to look it up, how it, 13 got to be such an unlucky number. But, you know, some people embrace it. I mean, Dan Marino embraced it. Dan Marino embraced it to the Hall of Fame. But it was unlucky because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Oh, I see how it works. You know, I mean, some people embrace the number. Because in Asian cultures, one of the things I would do when I went to, somebody told me to do this in a casino when I was in Southern California,
mm-hmm.
because they said in Asian culture, in many Asian cultures, I don't know which one, but in many Asian cultures, 13 isn't the number. They don't like the number 4.
They don't like the number 4.
Yeah, there's something about the number 4 in Asian cultures that they don't like. And it's just sort of like their version of 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so they avoid the number 4. So you would always play like number 4 because you get good odds because nobody else was playing it. So I just happened to be one of those things. So Friday the 13th, I guess there'll be a movie marathon, won't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially like Freaky Friday, that movie that's been recreated a million times.
Didn't Lindsay Lohan do that?
She did that. Yeah. There's been a million movies where like parents have swapped places with the kids and they act like the parents and vice versa. I guess, John, you haven't seen any of those.
No, I saw the Lindsay Lohan was that Jamie Lee Curtis?
That's correct.
Yeah. What, triskaidekaphobia? What are you learning? Oh, there you go. That's why 13. Oh, because he was the 13th disciple? Ah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's deep.
There you go.
That's deep.
See, now I learned something. Oh, that's where it comes. That may well be where it comes. Judas, right, the 13th disciple. Okay, all right. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I probably should have read about it. I just knew the word because back when I was at DeKalb College 100 million years ago, as the sports editor of the paper, there was a Friday the 13th that our school paper came out, and they did a big thing on triskaidekaphobia, and we were talking about it, and I just remembered it all these years later. You know, I've remembered that word about the fear of the number 13. And so, Friday the 13th. Well, I wasn't thinking about Freaky Friday. I was thinking about Jason Voorhees, right? I was thinking about they run the marathon. How there have been like 10, haven't there?
There's been a few. There's been and I remember he's been to space.
He's been to space.
He's been to space.
Like in a space station.
Him and Freddie went at it. Freddy Krueger.
Uh-huh. Who won that, by the way?
I think it was a push. It was a push.
It was a push?
I think so.
Because didn't in Alien versus Predator, didn't Predator win? Pushed Alien off the cliff?
That was a push, too. Because in Alien, it all depends on which one. You talking about the one with Sanaa Lathan? Because that one, he impregnated the Predator, and they made the Super Predator, and they never finished the movie.
Oh, but, okay. Right.
Yeah, it's No, because I know, and once I did it, I'm like... And once I did, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of nerdy. But it's cool. I mean, I'm cool.
Come
with
on. We
I'm
had Monster versus Monster when I was a kid. We would watch like Godzilla versus King Kong and you'd root, you know?
Oh, no, I would still do. I do that to this day, even though I've seen them over a million times. I still got a rooting interest in it. You know, you watch it. Because on a, was it the El Rey network?
El Rey. Yeah.
You can catch them. You can catch a Godzilla marathon on El Rey. Yes, every Saturday night. Or Friday night, one of the two. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we always hated Mothra, but you would, you know, root for Godzilla at certain times. But when it came to King Kong versus Godzilla, I don't know why, but I always just rooted for King Kong
because he's an American-made monster.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Okay, hear me being nerdy again. It was our version of the kaiju because that's where like Godzilla is a kaiju.
Right. That I know.
He's a form of a kaiju.
Right.
And so we would always root for King Kong because he was our monster, you know, with the Fay Wray and, you know, climbing the building and everything back in the day.
Okay.
So he was
was
an American. And, you know, I think it was during the time of like we were going at it with the Japanese or something like that. But that's what it was. That's why we rooted
for King Kong.
Post-World
War II, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha. All right, that makes all sense.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little nerdy when it comes to stuff like that, man.
That's okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, kaiju.
Yeah, the kaiju. You're right. So it's a morning show. We have Friday to look ahead to a big football weekend. As mentioned, the Falcons wake up in first place this morning because Carolina Panthers lost last night. Now Carolina's played two more games at the moment than the Falcons have, so we're talking about percentage points and winning percentage. But nonetheless, The Falcons are in first place, and that's how they're going to begin this weekend with the Miami Dolphins looming. And it's a big weekend for all the teams in the area. You have Georgia Tech playing a really big game for them. If they can go to Miami, you've got Georgia Tech versus Miami, you've got Atlanta versus Miami, and Atlanta versus Miami. Georgia Tech goes to Miami and wins that game tomorrow, Hugh. Suddenly, Georgia Tech becomes a major player in the ACC.
I'll tell you what, everybody's going to be looking at Tech, and they're going to be wondering how far they can take this. Miami's undefeated right now, and that would be a huge win for them. I saw something where – I forgot where I was. Oh, no. I forgot who – I saw it on Twitter, but somebody said that they were taking the Swarm down south. I got to figure out who that was. But it was like, yeah, we're taking the – yeah, no, it, I forgot who said it. But somebody said, yeah, we're getting ready to take the Swarm down south. Derek said it. Derek C. Moore said that. I'm sorry. I couldn't think of where I saw that because I'm looking at Twitter. He said, yeah, we're getting ready to take the Swarm down south. So shout out to Derek C. Moore.
Wait, we should get it. Does he do videos?
No, he said that it's almost time for the Swarm to fly south. My bad. It's almost time for the Swarm to fly south.
Yeah, they'll probably leave out today. Does he do videos for, pardon me for not knowing this, you're the Georgia Tech ID. Does he do videos for Georgia Tech like he does for the Falcons? Does he voice stuff like that? Just a Falcons thing?
Yeah, he is that. Definitely a motivational.
Right, he's the team chaplain, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, Derek Seymour could come out. We need a – you know what? We need a new Samuel L. Jackson, a new Derek Seymour. We need to get the saxophone player back and get rid of the harmonica at the game. I don't know. Who's the sax player? Because he was so – yeah. Dude, that dude, he should be him. You know what I mean? No harmonica. Oh, well, that would make sense given his skill set. Really? See, things you learn on the morning show. Right. So, so the Jackets go down to Miami in a big game. Homecoming for Georgia in Athens. Now, nobody will say it probably but me because I know there's a lot of Georgia fans out there who still have a lot of angst. We're only halfway through, et cetera, but they should kill Missouri. They should kill them. They should win this game. This should be another 48-3.
They should. I mean, and I've talked to some Georgia fans, and they say, "Oh, because it's their homecoming this weekend as well." It's South Missouri. I am of the mindset to not overlook anyone. I mean, that's just me. I mean, because I've been a part of some homecomings that I tried to spoil in my day. So, I mean, and you look at that LSU Troy game. Don't want to overlook anybody. That's just me, though. I like to err on the side of caution anyway.
Yeah, Northern Illinois and Nebraska. I know. We do want to give a shout-out to the City of Brotherly Love for a little bit of help from last night. Thank you, Philadelphia. That didn't hurt. We may see you down the line. We'll talk about the Eagles and Panthers and the latest on Zeke Elliott. And you hear this? Yeah, we have that next. The Philadelphia Eagles flew to a 28-23 win over the Carolina Panthers at Thursday Night Football last night. Welcome back to the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on the morning show. Falcons fans, you're going to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the game on Sunday. You can join Mike Bell and Bud Light this Sunday, 11-1 for the Bud Light tailgate on the porch. It's right there at Gate 3 near the big old Falcon, that silver Falcon. And Mike Bell's going to be hosting it 11 o'clock in the morning on the Bud Light tailgate on the porch up until kickoff against the Miami Dolphins. Thursday Night Football last night. Now, the Carolina Panthers lose this game at home, 28-23, and with the loss, Hugh, they dropped to 4-2, and that means that as of this morning, based on percentage, the Atlanta Falcons move back into first place in the NFC South.
Yes, it does. Now they have to take care of their business against the Miami Dolphins this weekend. And, you know, even though Jay Cutler and Jay Ajayi didn't have a great game last week, You don't want to overlook a team like that. You want to go out there and you want to take care of your business. And you want to make sure that you beat a team that's coming in and not playing so great offensively.
All right, I'm going to talk about Carolina in a moment, but I really want to start with Philadelphia. Here they are, Hugh. They go on the road. They win this game against a hot Carolina team, against a hot Cam Newton, who in the first half looked like he was continuing the last couple of weeks. I mean, the Cam Newton in the first half had a 10, 11-yard touchdown run to give Carolina a lead that was – borderline spectacular, putting his foot in the ground and making a defensive back whiff on him.
Yeah, it was almost like the Eagles ran the run play. They were at the goal line. I mean, no, excuse me. Carolina had run. They read run. They read. They they faked the run. The Eagles bit on the run play. Cam Newton was out there by himself, had all kinds of real estate. He could have ran it inside or outside. He chose to run it inside and scored on a run play.
So Philadelphia goes on the road. They improved now to 5-1, and the broad thing of this division, and we'll talk about Zeke Elliott in a moment, you have Dallas, which has all sorts of issues with Jerry Jones and with now with Zeke Elliott, and they're 2-3. The Giants are a total mess. They're 0-5. And Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, and they have their own issues. If Washington is the only team to challenge, I know it's really early, I get that, but if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and you can speak because you know a lot of them, you're 5-1 and looking at that division, you got to be pretty thinking, you're only six games in, but you're thinking we can win this thing.
You can, but the thing of it is, you got the Washington Redskins coming up next week. You beat the Redskins out the gate at the beginning of the season. Man, you have the Redskins in Philadelphia. That's going to be a tough game. Always tough to play a division rival, especially like that, especially coming off a tremendous high like that. The good thing you got going for you got some time to rest. You got a little bit of time to rest for that game and, get everybody healthy. But that's going to be a tough matchup because you got the Redskins. Then you go out there, got the 49ers coming into town.
That's a win.
Then you got the Denver Broncos. You just never know.
I know. You're right. Never know. But they do have an opportunity here. It is right in front of them. And Carson Wentz continues to grow as a passer. 3 touchdowns last night. I mean, he was efficient, 16 of 30, but he hit the big plays when he needed to hit the big plays, did not throw a pick, and managed the game well. I mean, this is a – I'm not ready to sit here and say that Carson Wentz is one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the game, but I will say that he is efficient. He doesn't make mistakes, and as long as he does that and the rest of the Eagles do out, and you know what? They're going to be a tough out.
You got a chance. They definitely have a chance, and it's good to see that in his second year – the maturation of that offense, him and Nelson Aguilar, the timing that those two have together, and that running game with LeGarrette Blount. It seemed like it's working well for the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
You know, Cam was scorched by some people apparently because late in the game, in the last 3 minutes, he threw a couple of interceptions, and they're like, you didn't have to force it downfield. You're only down 5 points. You have plenty of time, and that's such an unfair criticism in my opinion because. Let me just give you the numbers from last night. Cam was 28 of 52, 52 passes for 239 yards, 1 touchdown, the 3 picks, 2 of which came late, 11 carries, 71 yards, okay? Now get this. Outside of Cam, all right, you listening? Outside of Cam rushing and passing, outside of Cam Newton running and passing, the entire offense of the Carolina Panthers got 9 yards. Their 3 running backs, Jonathan Stewart, Christian McCaffrey, Fozzie Whitaker, 3 running backs, 13 carries for 1 yard.
Yeah.
1 yard.
Yeah, that's kind of bad. Christian McCaffrey was more of a factor in the passing game. He went 10 receptions for 56 yards. But to that point, if you can't run the ball, it makes for a long day. It's hard for anybody to get anything going. You know, even though this is a passing league and you want to pass and you want to throw the ball all over the yard, if you can't run the ball, it makes you one-dimensional and it makes it a tougher on you. And you talk about that 52 passes thrown last night as opposed to Carson Wentz 30 passes and you have to be able to run the ball. LeGarrette Blount didn't have a great night running the ball. Between him and Carson Wentz, they got over 100 yards, but you have to be able to run the ball.
I mean, both defenses played extremely well last night, but Carolina's offensive line needs a lot of work.
And shout out to you talking about playing well. Shout out to Julius Peppers.
Julius Peppers played like a beast last night.
Julius Peppers has been playing forever. Julius Peppers has 150 sacks in his career. I mean, just to play as long as he's been playing. I think Julius in his 13th year or something like that, and to still be playing at a high level, you got to give a shout-out to the young man because he's balling.
Yeah, he is. He's been a great player for a long time on multiple teams, and he has 150 career sacks. It's a shame in a way that, and this is just way over here, that sack stat, which did not come into the NFL until 1982, didn't exist until 1982 because it'd be interesting to know what the old school sack numbers were for some of those incredible defensive players, the Mean Joe Greens and those kind of guys, back in the day,
Yeah, how many sacks they were totaling. But yeah, shout out to Julius JP for putting it down for as long as he's been putting it down. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, that is really impressive for him to have the longevity that he's had. And to put himself in a position where, body hasn't had any major injuries that I can think of. and has been able to put it down as long as he's been able to put it down.
We are talking about the NFL here on the morning show on this Friday with John and Hugh at the Kia Studios. We mentioned Zeke Elliott. Now, the news from last night is this. Zeke Elliott's suspension is now, at the moment, it's a go, all right, because there was another court ruling yesterday that favored the NFL. All right, how do we do this without getting into too much legal mumbo-jumbo? There was an injunction issued that prevented the NFL from enforcing the six-game suspension. The NFL went to court to overturn that injunction so that they could enforce the six-game suspension. They won, okay? So now the NFL can penalize Ezekiel Elliott, and they can do the six-game suspension beginning, because Dallas is off this week, next week. And that six-game suspension, if it holds, would include the game against the Atlanta Falcons. Now the question is, will it hold? Because Zeke Elliott is going to go fight this again, Hugh. He's going to continue to fight this. They're going to be filing in court today to try to get another injunction and prevent the NFL from penalizing.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that in this case, you got to exhaust all your legal options. You got to do what you can to try to stay at this off as long as you possibly can, I think, especially when you feel like you haven't really done anything. I mean, let me rephrase that. When you feel like you weren't in the wrong dealing with this young lady, because that's what this is about. In Columbus, Ohio, the prosecutors did not have enough evidence to prosecute this. So if you feel strongly about this, then go for it.
You know, you and I were talking about this yesterday, and I asked you, do you think that, and by the way, I don't disagree with you, because I think that you're right, but I'm just going to take the other side of this. Do you think that for the benefit of just kind of working through this, do you think that eventually, whether he... Yeah, set aside the fact that Columbus didn't prosecute. If the NFL believes that they have enough evidence to do this, do you think the NFL eventually will get a suspension of Zeke Elliott under these rules?
I think eventually it's going to happen, because this is kind of like the same thing that Tom Brady went through, as far as holding it off as long as he possibly could and then serving the suspension the following season. I think it's probably going to be in the same vein.
So I totally get what you're saying. If I'm innocent, then I'm going to fight this. But at the same time, isn't he running an incredible risk? Let's say he gets an injunction for another month or another 6 weeks, and then that injunction falls through, and finally some court somewhere says, that's over, you're suspended, and he's out for the playoffs.
Well, you know, I think that's up to his lawyer. I think his lawyer knows the routes to take in that. I think you exhaust as many as appeals as you legally can. As much as you know, how much money you want to throw at this. I think that's what you're looking at. How much does it mean to you? Because that's what I think at this point, that's what any good lawyer would tell you. You know, financially, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for Zeke, no amount of money is too much for him to, you know, exonerate himself from this situation. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, you don't think about things like that, but when Hugh mentioned this to me when we were talking last night, I went, this does have to be incredibly expensive, and it's all coming out of Zeke's pocket, because you know those billable hours for those attorneys, because you're not hiring, you know, Joe Schmo hanging a shingle down the street.
No, you're going to hire somebody that knows the ins and outs of that court system.
And a firm. Those billable hours go, you know, that's $1,200 an hour, and we got to do, or $1,500 an hour. I mean, yeah. At that level, today is Friday the 13th. Spooky, huh? We'll tell you what else today is as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Friday the 13th. So today is one of those days that nobody seems to really like much, you know, because it's a spooky, spooky day. Matter of fact, we have a Twitter poll up, don't we, Wendy, right
we
now?
We do, because since it is Friday the 13th, we asked the question, what's the scariest classic Halloween movie? We have Friday the 13th, The Exorcist, Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which one of those spooked you the most? Did you see them all?
The Exorcist.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I haven't seen any of them.
Wendy. Exorcist, yeah. I mean, back in the day, The Exorcist, though I thought The Omen spooked me more than The Exorcist, but...
Never saw that one.
Exorcist was no doubt the spooky, spooky as all get out.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was almost like, whoa.
Nah, man, I remember, like, Linda Blair and them peas.
Yeah,
them
peas.
And all that. Yeah,
get climbing up the wall.
Out!
See, I'm not a fan of the scary movies, so I didn't watch a lot. I don't really like to be scared. It's not a fun feeling for me. So I don't watch movies like that.
Well, anyway, you can vote in that poll. Of course, today is Friday the 13th, and the music you heard coming in, she is how old today?
That's Ashanti. She's 37 years old today.
So if today's your birthday, happy Friday the 13th birthday.
There's a lot of birthdays today. I was just looking online. It's not on the list, but Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were actually born on Friday the 13th. Not necessarily today, but they were born today. On Friday the 13th.
Why does that make sense in a weird kind of...
And they're
it
mega
kind
paid.
Of does. Maybe I should post that too, like celebrities who were born on Friday the 13th.
That sort of kind of makes sense. Okay, that explains
and
some things
then. Paid. They're mega paid.
Dude, they're billionaires.
Yeah,
I know.
And they're winning.
Okay,
winning
there's
life.
That.
That.
A lot of athletes' birthdays today. Jerry Rice, 55 years old today.
Man.
And just a fun tidbit, he was in second place on Dancing with the Stars when he was on the show.
Jerry Rice is 55. Here's me being an old guy. He's your frat brother. You know, when he came out of Mississippi Valley State and we were watching, I remember being at CNN watching him play, and they put Mississippi Valley State on TV, and we all thought at the time, and this is how bad we were, the Delta Devils were, they scored like 80 points a game, and we thought it was because of the quarterback whose name was Willie Totten. His nickname was the Satellite, Willie the Satellite Totten. Mm-hmm. We all thought it was the quarterback who was going to be the superstar in the NFL. Turns out it was the guy catching the ball, not the guy throwing it.
Oh, yeah, he was a beast. No question about that. Definitely a beast.
Other birthdays today, Paul Pierce turns the big 4-0 today, so I'm sure he's going to have a blast since it's on the Friday.
To the truth.
We also have Jerry Jones turns 75 years old today. Doc Rivers.
Wait, it's Jerry's birthday today?
What a gift he just got.
Oh, man. Okay.
On Friday the 13th, Doc Rivers. Head coach of the Clippers, 56 years old today. Sacha Baron Cohen, one of my favorite comedians. Ollie G.
And Borat.
He goes in.
He's 46. Yeah. He's a brilliant actor and comedian. I loved him when he had the Ollie G show.
Yeah, on HBO?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When that show went away, I was so bummed because it was amazing. Paul Simon, 77 years old today, of Simon and Garfunkel.
Wow.
Yeah, Paul Simon, 77. You know, think of his body of work. That's one of those guys of Paul Simon that if you're, you know, anywhere around the age of 40 and you weren't necessarily a Simon and Garfunkel fan, you go through and look at Simon and Garfunkel and then Paul Simon by himself and realize you know 40 songs.
No, his song was "You Can't Be My Bodyguard." I call you Eddie. Yeah, that was fun. That was my song right there with
I
him
love
and
Chevy Chase
Chevy
in the
Chase,
video.
Yes,
bouncing around.
Yes. That was a good song. I like that song.
And I thought she would have been older. Marie Osmond is 58 years old today. I thought she was older for some reason.
Because she was a little heavy, and then she lost the weight, and then now she looks a lot younger.
But she's I also 58? Think she's appreciably younger than Donnie, right? I mean, she's 6-7 years younger than Donnie.
I'm not sure.
There was a gang of Osmonds. You remember, you were too young for that, but the Osmonds used to come on. Like, oh, yeah. They had a comedy, mm-hmm. They had a review or a show. Boy, they were deep. There was like 30 of them.
Really?
There was a lot of Osmonds.
Yeah.
A lot of Osmonds.
Because you had the Jacksons and the Osmonds. Those were the two. It was Michael Jackson and Donny Osmond.
Did they compete against each other on
well,
the same
I mean,
prime
they,
time
they
schedule?
Well, I mean, they were kind of complimentary to each other.
It wasn't even a competition.
I mean, the Jacksons were here.
I just meant like on the
teams.
Like the,
and the Osmonds
same
were here.
No, they were just, they catered to two different audiences. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. They catered to different audiences.
And then Nancy Kerrigan turns 38 years old today.
I'll break a leg.
Oh, too soon.
Oh, why too soon?
It's too soon. It's always going to be too soon for that.
Well, probably so. It is Friday the 13th. It is what else? What else you got going here? What national days you got?
Oh, this one's going to be y'all's favorite. National No Bra Day. A listener of the show sent this one to me. So I naturally had to add it to the list.
Are you going to take part?
No.
Well, wait a second. It's the national
that's
day.
That's an awkward question.
I'm just asking.
That was odd.
You come in here on National Handbag Day.
Let it be, John.
Well, I'm just saying, you want to take part when it is, you know.
John.
Okay.
I wouldn't have did that. Yeah, even I wouldn't have did that one.
Yeah, and I watched your eyes, Hugh Douglas, and he just put his head down.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have did that.
Here,
one.
We'll move on to another day. That
what's
national
another day?
National Train Your Brain Day.
Train your brain, not to say stupid stuff sometimes.
Uh,
Well, no, but that's a good. I mean, that's a good holiday.
Do a crossword puzzle or Sudoku. Train your brain.
Yeah, because
be smart.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the game I used to always have up here?
Or get a fidget spinner.
Oh yes, the fidget. Spinner. Like I got a fidget. Or spinner. You know they have fidget cubes now.
Yes, I saw that. I'm not a fan of the cube though.
I haven't tried the cube either.
I'm a fan of the spinny thing. I like the spinny thing.
The fidget spinner.
Yes.
And then today's Navy birthday. So the Navy's birthday is
the
today.
United States Navy's birthday is today.
All right.
Hey, go Navy. I got Navy in my family, and so go Navy. And they're also, they can celebrate the fact that Navy happens to be one of the 13 unbeaten teams left in college football. And so go Navy, you know?
Go Navy. And Mad Libs was the book Daryl said.
Yeah, Mad Libs.
Said you should do for National Train Your Brain Day on this Friday the 13th.
You could call me out, Paul Simon. Yeah, one of those great classic.
It's the best part of the song right here, the bass line. Hey!
Hey, let's
and
go!
And one of the great videos of all time, too.
Right? Yeah.
Heading into a Friday like.
It is a Friday the 13th. What are the Falcons' keys to victory? Over the Miami Dolphins, we'll discuss that. You can call us John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.